Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4626. Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I would say my dad. He definitely has the biggest influence on me. I try to model myself after him. I mean, he always knows what to do. He always has a smile on his face, to tell you the truth. So no matter what happens, no matter what hardships we're going through, he's always just smiling and pushing through. So I try to model myself after him.
What do you aspire to be?
Well, right now, I'm definitely trying to be an engineer. Eventually, I actually want to own my own construction business and be part of a firm. That way we could contract myself and make double the amount of money. But yeah, I'm definitely trying to be an engineer. Happy about it so far, so yeah.
How would you describe yourself as a person?
I would say, as a human being, very strong. I would say I know I've been through a lot of stuff in my life, and I just have not let it get me down. I know other people that go through smaller stuff than I have, and they just break down. They can't handle it. So I would definitely say I'm a strong person.
What makes you smile?
Man, a lot of stuff. Puppies, cars. I don't know. Just a lot of stuff that I like. I'm definitely into sports. I love cars. I mean, who can't stand puppies, right? Puppies always make you smile, so yeah.
What type of things make you sad?
Man, a lot of stuff. Seeing my family suffer, mainly. You know, like certain things that I see that my mom doesn't like or that my sister's going through definitely makes me sad. I mean, also like unjustful killings, like the Boston Marathon thing that happened recently. That's pretty sad, so. Yeah.
Describe the world you come from and how that world has shaped who you are.
Well, my entire life, I mean, it hasn't been easy, to say the least. That's what's definitely made me a strong person. And the people I've been around, I mean, they've made it so that I don't have to be hard. If you will, I could be strong, but not cold-hearted. But, yeah, just strong, I guess.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
I always say just keep a positive attitude, actually. No matter what I'm going through, you'll never notice, because I always keep a positive attitude. I'm always smiling, always trying to make people laugh. I think that actually sets me apart. I'm also like a leader, and everything I've ever done, I've always taken control of. No matter if it's at like a summer camp or a general class project, I'm always taking charge of it. While I was younger, I mean, I always had to look after myself. I always had to be the leader. I've noticed that a lot of people just don't take control of things, and there always has to be a leader in any group project or anything that you're doing with a bunch of people. And I just assume that role.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
Determination, definitely. I mean, I've seen a lot of people that have skill. I played sports my entire life, so I've seen a lot of people that have the skills. They're just not determined to do it. A lot of people that are smart but just don't go to college because they just aren't determined to do things. They always complain saying that they're just not going well for them, but you have to just be determined, and that helps out.
What qualities do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I would have to say the positive attitude and always have a good outlook on life. Definitely that's the one I like the most. I mean, it allows me to actually have fun, be happy no matter what's going on. And what I like the least, I mean, could be that I'm too easygoing. Sometimes I don't take things too seriously that maybe I should. Definitely a procrastinator as well, so that's really bad.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Yeah, I'll definitely say the positive outlook I definitely got from my parents, and I definitely want to give those to my kids. They, my parents always told me, no matter what's going on, like, bad stuff is always going to happen to you. No matter what you do, no matter how rich you are, no matter how much you prepare for it, bad stuff is always going to happen to you. So don't stress out too much about it. Don't kill yourself about something bad that's going on with your work, with your school. Just keep pushing. And, you know, if you're going through hell, just keep going.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Definitely eating. We're a big eating family. We always have cookouts, always with the grill in the backyard, kids in the pool. I always love having a lot of people around me, so we love eating. That's the way we like to hang out.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
I don't know, one present comes to mind. It was probably my PS3 that I've had for years. When it first came out, I got it. But I remember because my mom did not want to get it. And she's like, no, we need the money. But my dad, he went behind her back and actually got it. And we were at Walmart at the same time. But she was like, oh, hey, go look at the towels or whatever. She just told my mom that. And we both went and bought the PS3. Came back. She found it in the car. She started, like, yelling at my dad. He didn't care, though. He just wanted to see me happy. And that's honestly probably the best present I've gotten.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Some activities I loved... Well, I always loved playing sports, so that's one of the main things I've done in my childhood. I always played Little League baseball. I also loved just riding bikes, hanging out with my family. I had this big dog when I was a little kid that I used to love just playing for days with. I don't know. I don't really remember too many things I've done as a kid, but those are the main things.
What is your favorite book?
It's between two. I would say Gary Soto's The Afterlife. The reason why I just like it so much because right at the beginning, someone passes away. Like, the main character actually passes away. The very first, like, three pages. So right then, you just get hooked. And after that, you know, you just start reading it. It's a really good book.
What types of books do you enjoy?
I like action books. Definitely sci-fi books is actually really good. Something with a twist all the time. That's what I look for in books. It's something that you could definitely visualize.
What is your favorite word and why?
Awesome. It would have to be my favorite word. I don't know why, but I say it all the time and people always stare at me for it. But, I just say it all the time and I know that not a lot of people say it, so I like it.
What was the last book you read? Who was your favorite character?
Hold on, I actually have it written down really quick. Oh, okay, so it was called The Barrio Life from Alejandro Morales. It's about an inner city kid just going through struggles and stuff like that, so I could relate to it, so that's why I liked the book. But he was always like laughing and stuff like that. He was making jokes. He was very the black sheep of the family as well, so he didn't fit in. Which, I don't know, just made me like him even more.
What was the last movie you saw? Did you like it?
So, last movie I seen was Pain and Gain. Hilarious movie. It's based on a true story, which is ridiculous if you ever see the movie. I don't want to ruin it for anybody. But it's halfway through it, you won't believe that it's a true story. But it's honestly really funny, really good.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
I like to watch all kinds of sports. I like anything that has competition in it. Anything, to tell you the truth, like golf. I even watch golf. Baseball, football is definitely my favorite sport. Anything, cricket. If it's on, I'll watch it. Bowling. Anything. I love sports.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
My hobbies, well... Like I was mentioning, sports, definitely my hobby. I also could draw a little bit. Currently, I'm trying to learn how to play the drums. But I just like doing a lot of stuff. I like to consider myself good at everything, not great. But I like to always try to just expand my horizons and do anything.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I would say I'm more creative in another way than like artistic. I'm not artistic that much. But definitely, like, my problem solving is definitely outside the box. That's pretty much how I express it. Whenever someone has a problem, I always think outside the box. More creative in like class projects, things that don't require me to be too artistic.
Has anyone ever told you you resemble a particular celebrity?
When I was growing up, they definitely told me I looked like Ross from Friends. I don't know his name too much. But yeah, they definitely would tell me I'm Ross. In middle school, they would call me that. Everybody knew me as Ross.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
So an ethical dilemma. So one day I was riding through a neighborhood, and well, not a neighborhood. It was late on Saturday night. Me and my girlfriend just had a date. We were going home. We passed by this car. It looked like a girl was crying, right? So me and my girlfriend were kind of debating whether to stop or not. Maybe she needed help. But it was in the middle of a Crocs section, so we just didn't know. The ethical part is, should we stop or not? We actually decided to stop. Turns out, her cousin was driving the car, completely braked the car, ran off on her, and left her alone. So we had to take her home. So we started driving, right? And we went to this house where she had her boyfriend, which is another ethical dilemma. She wanted to stay there, right? But the boyfriend wouldn't let her in. So there was another guy outside that was saying, "Oh, I'll take you home to the girl." And we were both debating whether we should leave her because that's her friend, but we don't know. So then, you know what, we decided to do the right thing and not let her go with the guy because who knows, you know? Who knows? Guys are crazy. So we definitely took her home later on that night, and then we found out later on that her boyfriend had a wife. And the other guy was trying to get with that girl. So, but it definitely taught me to do the right thing all the time. I mean, especially thinking about others. A lot of times you see someone on the side of the road that just needs help, maybe someone that you could help out and you just don't. But it's not right, you know? Each one of us needs to step up for the other. And that honestly helps out.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
Isaac Newton. I would love to talk to Isaac Newton. I mean, he's the inventor of calculus, so I love math and like how I don't understand how in his times he was able to come up with all the calculus theories, all the fundamental theories for calculus. That's just awesome, and I would love to pick his brain.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
You know, going taking a road trip by myself. I went to Mexico all by myself in my little car. That was honestly something that made me feel a lot more independent, knowing that I could do something like that. Knowing that, yeah, I could survive on my own, pretty much, you know, not have to be under the watch of my parents or anything like that.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
So, there's a girl, right? All the guys liked her. I mean, everybody that I knew liked her. Everybody was trying to get with her. But I always played it cool. And then finally, I decided to take that risk and actually ask her out on a date, but I did it properly. And now we've been together for 3 years. So, that's not too bad, you know? Definitely a risk that I was very scared to take, but it's worked out so far.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your impressions about it.
So, like I said, I've had a rough life. I definitely was too trusting growing up. So, like, I always thought that everybody was a good person, you know, and deep down inside. Until the day that I got jumped, and they stole my car in the same, well, the same time. So they beat me pretty bad, and then they took my car. That honestly opened my eyes up to, hey, I cannot trust everybody. I always have to have a guard up, always be looking around my back. Definitely made me more aware of my surroundings and how the world really is.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I would love to be on a beach, right, with all my friends and family. Not anybody left out. All my friends and family, all in a row, with a huge buffet in front of me. With anything that I ever wanted. I mean, shrimp, crab, smoothies. That's what I would honestly love, just be kicking back, not have a worry in the world.
Where would you like to be the most?
I mean, on top of Mount Everest would be really cool, just to say that I reached the top. Other than that, I mean, any beach. Definitely want to be at Italy. I would love to see like all of Italy and the Colosseums. Spain as well. I heard that Madrid is really, really nice, and I definitely want to see like the culture there. I would love to be there right now.
What is your approach to life?
It has to be just stay happy, stay positive. Never let anything get you down. Like I said, no matter what you do, stuff is gonna happen. You cannot control life. Life is gonna throw you lemons, it's gonna throw you really bad stuff. But you just gotta keep on going. And definitely enjoy it to the fullest, because you never know what's gonna end. And I mean, just love everybody that you can to the fullest.
What was the most difficult time in your life?
I mean, I would have to say being homeless for like 3 to 4 months. It wasn't too long. But that definitely was the most difficult time of my life, you know? My whole family living inside of a car was really, really bad. But the crazy thing is that we were still all together. So it wasn't that difficult, but it was honestly really bad seeing my family, how they were suffering and stuff like that. That had to have been probably the most difficult.
How did you overcome these difficulties?
We all kind of chipped in. I mean, I actually started delivering flyers at 11 years old, right? Try to save up a little bit of money to get an apartment. And yeah, my family just worked really hard all together, and we overcame it, and now we're really good.
How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
Nothing's too hard to overcome. That's what I honestly learned from this. As long as you keep trying and keep on going, nothing's too hard to overcome.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
Getting accepted to college. Well, not getting accepted, but I already kind of knew that I was going to be. But that day that I got the letter, was probably one of the most happiest days of my life. I knew that after I was done with college that I would set everybody up, support my family, and it just made me so happy because I knew that that meant that I was going to be somebody in life if I kept on going. That just meant that I was officially on my way.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Oh man, I love board games. I love Stratego because I mean, there was strategy in it. But I mean, beating everybody was the best. Creating a big old army. Plus, Monopoly was really nice. I used to always get all my friends to play it. The only thing bad about Monopoly, though, it took like 4 days to complete. You know, it takes forever to actually end. But yeah, I always love board games, and to this day, I'm still the champion at all those in my family. So.
Who is your favorite actor?
Oh man, it has to be a variety of them. I mean, I'm definitely into movies. I would have to say, to be honest, Ryan Gosling would be one of them. Just because he doesn't make movies that you would expect him to. In all the movies, he pretty much just dies or does something crazy. Always plays really bizarre characters. I really like that about him. I mean, he could fit into any role and honestly project it like if it's his own life.
What is your favorite dinner?
Oh man. Okay, so I had this recently. It was chicken marinated in lemon, right, for about like 4 hours. So it was a long time that it was being marinated. And then once you cook it, you put teriyaki sauce on top of it. And then you actually make a mango sauce, with jalapenos, onions, and a bunch of stuff. And you put it with the chicken and then white rice. Had been the most delicious dinner I've ever had.
What is the craziest thing you've ever done?
Okay, so the craziest thing I've probably done was try to backflip off of a nine, what was it, 90 foot or 60 foot drop off of a mountain into like a little pool, pretty much. Not, it wasn't a pool, but it was a lake that just gathered up right there. That had been probably the most ridiculous thing I've ever done. Was fun though. I mean, the only person to do it, I think, ever. At that location, which was really cool. And yeah, I was really proud of myself actually.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Hit the snooze button. No, I'm just kidding. No, I honestly, like, the very first thing I do is lay in bed, just looking up, trying to open my eyes. Other than that, I mean, I always just take a shower. That's it. I mean, I don't really. Not too particularly a morning person. I don't have my morning coffee all the time, so.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
Right, so I would definitely love to buy each one of my family members a house, all in the same area. I definitely can. I mean, I don't have the money for it, but that would be honestly the thing that I would love to do. Set them up so no one has to worry, and for everybody to be close together, it'd be the best thing.
What are your plans upon graduation?
Well, hopefully I get a job in my hometown, working for the city. I definitely want to do the water treatment plants. I would love to do that. Everybody needs water. If not, I would love to start doing it for construction. One, because my dream is to build a NFL stadium or a sports stadium, design it, construct it. But right after graduation, I really just hope I get a job because it's only 30% get it. Plus, take a load off, actually. Take that summer off and really just relax and take a breather.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
Man, I'll definitely have about 12 kids. Not if my girlfriend could handle it, right? I just want a big family. 10 years from now, well, let's say 10 years from now, I won't be starting too much, but I'll have at least two kids from now. Growing still, hopefully. Working, definitely 9 to 5, And traveling, I would love to travel. If I definitely have the opportunity, I definitely want to be traveling. I definitely want to go to Italy, Spain, all the cultural significant places. And I definitely see myself with a white picket fence, pretty much, and a little dog, and just living the happy life.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Okay, I mean, I'll describe one of the dates I've had. Romantic evening. So, picked her up. We definitely went out to eat first. And then as the night started winding down, we went to the beach. I actually set up like a little picnic with flower petals and stuff like that. I had strawberries, a bunch of different kinds of fruits. And just we just laid there all night and just talked and honestly got to know each other. And that was honestly probably the best date I've had. And to be honest with you, I would love Oh, that's my ideal romantic evening.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
She has to be funny. Laugh at everything I say. She also has to be like the outlook on life that I do. I mean, I don't want to get with anybody that is like a Debbie Downer, just always has the wrong outlook on life. Also, be kind of grounded, you know? Definitely know what's going on. And be like my yin to my yang, because I am kind of outgoing and crazy, so I would love her to calm me down a little bit and just be the other side of the coin.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
Right, so my significant other actually has her family in Mexico, and they're stuck over there. And the nicest thing that I could possibly do if I had the chance was to bring them out here and set them up with a place to live. That would be the nicest thing, because she misses them so much, you know, but since they're in another geographical area, can't really visit them. And yeah, that would be the nicest thing I could possibly do.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Well, one, I mean, it's a good thing, you know. People do struggle to make families, and it's everybody's right as a human being to have a family. Kids are probably the best thing in the world, you know. Makes you happy. It's a little you, pretty much. And you get to teach them all the values you have, all that kind of stuff. And they're honestly interested in me. Just to be able to help out with that. And I believe that I'm not a bad person, you know. I believe that all my genes are pretty good. I mean, I'm an athlete, I'm smart, I know all these things, so it just really interested me to help spread my likeness.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
I mean, live life, you know, have fun. And yeah, just live it to the fullest and love, like I said, love to your fullest potential. Don't hold back. Don't be afraid to get hurt. You will eventually, but just keep going on. And like Winston Churchill always said, I believe this is who he said, if you're going through hell, just keep going, to be honest with you. And yeah, don't look back.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4626.